President Obama expanded the use of family detention camps a couple of years ago to include lockups for thousands of Central American women and children seeking asylum at the southern border. That's been a goldmine for the corporate prison industry. Private prison giant CoreCivic has put up record profits running a 2,400-bed family jail in the tiny city of Dili. But as TPR's Aaron Schrank reports, some in Dili worry hosting the hub of a controversial family detention policy hasn't paid off for locals.
Dili native Gilbert Ortiz stares blankly at his hometown's humble main drag.
Well, in general, the whole town is dead. There's nothing here. This used to be a very big agriculture town. They call it the watermelon capital. You can see the watermelon there.
Ortiz points to the hard-to-miss statue of a half-eaten watermelon wrapped in Christmas lights. Today, Dili is known for other things.
Mainly oil and incarceration.
That's Jose Asuncion, a third-generation Dili resident. By incarceration, he means the state prison and the so-called family detention center packed with immigrant women and children. Between the two of them,
that's 3,700 potential incarcerated people. That's the equivalent of the town's population. And I think that's wrong.
Immigration authorities hastily opened the largest immigrant detention center in the country here 2 years ago, in an old oil worker man camp at the edge of town.
The headline in the paper was, "Feds may okay internment camp at Dili." And the sub-headline was, "Opportunities for employment."
The Dili City Council approved its agreement with a private prison company and the man camp owner in October 2014. CoreCivic agreed to prioritize hiring Dili residents to fill 600 jobs, but Asuncion hasn't seen that.
I've met a bunch of people that have applied for jobs there and didn't get them because they do rigorous background checks and credit checks. We're a town that's going through an oil bust, so of course a lot of the people here are not going to have good credit.
The council's agenda promised the project would provide $7 million in direct economic benefit to Dili, but it's unclear that's come through. The agreement and appraisal district data show the city should have brought in less than $2 million in revenue sharing and property taxes since then. Dili has also taken out millions in bonds without voter approval for city projects, including a water and sewer line upgrade for the detention center.
My name is Noel Perez. I'm in the unenviable position of being city administrator for the city of Dili.
Perez says there's no doubt the massive detention facility is good for Dili. It filled some of the void left by declining industries.
Oil has taken a drastic fall, and I'm glad for our diversified economy. Where they brought that in from, I don't know. All I know is that the 300,000 square feet went up in a hurry. That's all I know.
He admits the city put on $5 million in debt in 2014 to complete projects including the water and sewer upgrade for the detention center. The Department of Homeland Security recently claimed it was reviewing its use of private prison operators altogether. But that review didn't stop the agency from approving a new contract for the Dili facility that keeps the center running until 2021. Perez says an executive order could change that.
Of course, I see the positive in any agreement that's, you know, we're going to re-up for 5 or 6 years, whatever. But the thing is, you just wait till January 20th, see what the new president is going to do. We feel that we need the facility. The president may say, well, you know, this facility is costing us a bunch of money, which I'm sure it is, but, you know, what the heck? What do you do?
In the new contract, CoreCivic agreed to cut costs at Dili by 40%, mostly through reductions in staff. A woman who works for a CoreCivic subcontractor says her pay was cut by more than 30%.
Everybody was dropped to 16 something an hour. Everybody quit on our company. I'm serious. Everybody quit. And that's when I called him and said, I can't afford my rent here at 16 something.
The woman doesn't want to be named because she just took a job with the same company in another state. CoreCivic is advertising starting wages of $16.43 an hour in the local paper. The company can't say how many of its workers are from Dili, but the woman says it's just a handful. She also says her colleagues quit as a record surge of Central American immigrants entered the country.
From what I gather, a lot of the people were putting in lots of overtime because they just didn't have the manpower. It makes you wonder if everybody's even getting processed properly.
While city leaders hold out hope the controversial facility will pay off for Dili, some residents feel used. Jose Asuncion doesn't want his neighbors paying sky-high tax and water rates to pad private prison profits. And as the son of a Salvadoran immigrant, He says the plight of detainees is personal.
At a different time, different decade, not too long ago, in my lifetime, I could have been one of the kids there.
Meanwhile, federal immigration officials are struggling to find other South Texas towns willing to build a new facility to detain women and children. Community pushback killed proposals in Dimmitt and Jim Wells counties earlier this year. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.